Geek Radio Daily for this Wednesday, July 23rd of 2008. Billy Flynn sitting here on this halfway through the work week day. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. It's a day where we thought we're going to be close to the vicar, where we thought we're only one day more without the vicar till we found out yesterday. No, he doesn't know when he's on vacation. He's actually gone through Sunday, which means that, yes, he's out again today. He'll be out again tomorrow and probably done from the weekly show, but that's okay. And why? Because you still have me. And if you have me, what other host do you need? I, of course, am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Objection!
Okay, fine. We do need the other host. But what are you going to do? The man doesn't even know when he's on vacation and not. So, until then, we're going to take care of all the things we normally take care of. We'll be checking some geeky mail in just a bit. Of course, it's Wednesday, so it's new comic book day. We'll be talking about that and taking a peek at your geek news. But we've got to start the day the way we always do, taking a peek at the tube. And I said tube. Tube. Yes, I did. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind when Tony Basil, you. Yes, you are a judge on So You Think You Can Dance. The final eight dancers perform two routines and a solo on this two-hour edition of So You Think You Can Dance. Okay, sure. Another house guest gets the boot on Big Brother on CBS. Julie Chen is there, as always, to greet the poor person. Reruns of Criminal Minds and CSI New York follow. The couples on Baby Borrowers on NBC discover what it's like to be parents of teenagers. It means that you never have any food in the house. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. Law and Order repeats on after that. George Foreman on TV Land has Family Foreman, in which they follow his son as he tries out for the varsity football team. Which one of his sons? I believe it would be George. Think about that. There's a reason it's supposed to be funny. Oh, look at this. Olivia Newton-John, Rue McClanahan, Bonnie Bedelia, and Caroline Ray star in a wacky takeoff of the wacky film Sordid Lives. This new series is on Logo. You may or may not get Logo. I do not, I found out. Don't ask me why I was looking. Okay? It was college. Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, the best Jack Ryan film ever made. The Hunt for Red October is on tonight. Sean Connery, Alec Baldwin. BET for once showing a really good movie. Hustle and Flow from 2005. Terrence Howard, Anthony Anderson. That's a good movie. Over on FX, they're showing a double feature of the same movie, which is already bugs me when they do it. But it's Tim Burton's lackluster 2001 affair, Planet of the Apes. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's in it. Tim Roth is in it. But look, Tim, I love you. I loved you when no one else did. But you stole the ending of that from Kevin Smith. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. Well, Kevin Smith, he can tell you all about it. Go read the Jay and Silent Bob miniseries. And that came out before this movie. You tell me. I'm just saying. If they combine those two, that could be a great film. Tonight, Spike TV, I guess the Bruce is going to be sad because this is entitled UFC The Final Chapter, in which I can only assume they finally kill Jason Voorhees and the series retires. Tito Ortiz and Ken Shamrock throw down in the preliminary bout of a 3-of-9 bout slate, which means something to someone. Tonight on VH1, it's the 40 Hottest Hotties of the 90s, which I'll be watching because somewhere in there, Lisa Loeb will be in there, yes. Natalie Merchant, too. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, I'm flipping it all over to the Disney Channel because tonight, a teenage slacker adopts a stray dog, learns a little bit about himself, and a little something about life. Yeah, tonight, Kyle Massey and Calvin Wheeler star in Life is Rough. Sorry, but Lifetime just disappointed me. They had that straight-to-DVD Glass House sequel, which without Lili Sobieski in it, what's really the point? I think you'd agree with me on that. What is the point indeed? Guess we can check the old GRD mailbag.
It's here! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
You know, I do like your Arlie Ermey, but you're just not Jenna Von Oe. Okay. Hey, man. You're sounding like Vicar about no mail love. Whoa. That's spelled M-A-I-L, by the way. You're sounding like Vicar about no mail love. Even though the vicar isn't there to do the B-asterisk-titching. Also, you're doing great by yourself. Keep it up and see you at DragonCon. Yes, indeed, we will see. We'll see Jonathan from Birmingham. That's from Jonathan from Birmingham, by the way. We will see him at DragonCon. We're going to be there. And look, I don't mean to sound like I'm doing any betitching about mail. I would just like to inform people that if they'd like to mail us for the show, they can always do that. But this week, since the vicar's gone and I don't have access to the podcast at geekradiodaily.com email address, They should just email me directly, if you would, please, at BillyFlynn@GeekRadioDaily.com. Of course, you could always email the Vicar at Vicar@GeekRadioDaily.com. And for the weekly show, the Bruce@GeekRadioDaily.com as well. Sorry, I need a little breather there. I haven't had any caffeine this morning yet because I got up this morning. Didn't feel like going to the gym, but used the Wii Fit to do a strength training exercise. And planks, man, planks and side planks. But they're good for me, so they say. Let's see. Our next email comes to us from Butch. Oh, Butch. That's Butch knows me so well. No, that sounds worse than it is. Never mind. In the words of a certain airman in Texas, do you have Spider-Man? Ha, ha, ha. Hey, was just catching up on GRD, and you said Peter Parker was still a virgin? That makes his marriage to MJ in the newspaper strip kind of sad. That's from Butch. We talked about this, I believe, last week, that Peter Parker was going to be losing his virginity in the Ultimate Spider-Man comic. For those of you that don't follow comics, and I don't know that I put this in there, the Ultimate comics are totally different than the Amazing Spider-Man, Spectacular Spider-Man, and the Spider-Man cartoon strip syndicated in your local newspaper. The Ultimate storyline still basically started over in a modern-day time, Peter Parker getting his powers and everything. So they're still in high school. So this is high school Peter Parker about to lose his virginity to high school Mary Jane. Yeah, lucky for you, Peter. The inside joke about do you have Spider-Man is back. I was in tech school with Butch here, and in tech school, in our break room, we would have breaks between classes in which we played power chess, but that's another story. This guy would come up when you'd be reading the paper, and you'd be reading the comics, this weird guy, and he would stare you in the eye, and you would look up at him, and he would point down directly at the Amazing Spider-Man cartoon strip without ever taking his eyes off of you and go, do you have Spider-Man? And it was just so weird and so creepy and out of place that, Anyway, so yeah, that's the explanation for that. So that's what's going on with that. So it's not weird. Mary Jane is not a beard, and everything is going to be just fine. So that's a look at Geek Mail. We're going to be taking a look at some comics and some news coming up on this Wednesday, July 23rd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In the world of podcasting, danger lurks around every corner. Tech nerds hand out obscure expertise. Pseudo-psychiatrists give out free advice, worth every penny. Sci-fi geeks stalk the unwary, unloading useless trivia. Podcast novelists plot to take over the world and threaten to swallow your soul. It all sounds like an adventure. And if adventure has a podcast, it must be Indiana Jim.
Join me, Indiana Jim, your intrepid arch-geekologist, as I navigate the podosphere. We'll talk to authors and podcasters on the front lines of traditional publishing and the new media, uncover creative audio treasures, find inspiration from the annals of history, and battle the enemies of truth, justice, and the sci-fi geek way.
Go to podcast.indianajim.net today and join the adventure.
Geek Radio Daily for this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2008. It is another one of your many days of a Vicarless show. He's out on vacation having himself a good time, which is fine, because that means I get to read all the comic books by myself.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious indeed. Coming out today at your local comic book shop, Avatar Press has Night of the Living Dead Annual Number 1 in an incentive platinum foil edition. Platinum foil, yes, 93, I love you. Blue Water Productions has Gears Number 1, Insane Jane Number 4 of 4. Pistol Fist, because you gotta love that, Number 1 of 4. Ray Harryhausen's Flying Saucers versus Earth 3 of 4, and Ray Harryhausen presents Black Mysterious Isle. Back Mysterious Isle, huh, Number 1, weird. Dark Horse Comics got that wacky Star Wars stuff going on. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic number 31 and Star Wars Legacy number 26. Over at DC Comics, the Vicar will just kill himself when he finds this out. Ambush Bug Year None number 1 of 6. Ambush Bug back today. For you kids that don't know, gotta get you some Ambush Bug. It's good stuff. Batman Gotham After Midnight number 3 of 12. A weird series so far. Green Lantern Corps number 26 is out. Joker's Asylum Scarecrow. That's if it's anywhere near as good as the Penguin one. That was pretty cool. Justice League of America number 23. Oh, what have you got? Robin 175 tying into the Batman RIP. Two-Face year one, number 1 of 2. Because, see, 2. Two-Face. I get it. I get jokes. X-Files special number zero. I guess they're getting ready for some major motion picture that's going to be coming out. Dynamite Entertainment's Battlestar Galactica Origins number 8. IDW Publishing. Star Trek New Frontier number 5. Marvel Comics. You've got Daredevil number 109, Immortal Iron Fist number 17, and various covers. Uncanny X-Men number 500. Look at that. Yes, indeed. Huge, huge anniversary issue there. Skrulls one-shot, a Secret Invasion tie-in. Bunch of Secret Invasion tie-ins out today. And Dan Dare number 7 of 7 wraps up over there at Virgin Comics.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. You know, sometimes irony... Irony's at its base level, but that just makes it a hoot. And the irony is that Josh Whedon's new show, Dollhouse, on the same network that gave him trouble when he was working on the beloved 2002 series Firefly, where they showed it out of order, didn't want to show the pilot at all, la 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 la. Well, now Whedon is shaking up the order himself. He's shooting a new prequel episode to serve as the show's pilot. Whedon says he opted to craft a new introduction to the series after meeting with Fox executives who expressed concerns about the accessibility of the first pilot. Quote, "When we talked to the network, I got a sense of hesitation about what we had done, and I understood why." Whedon says on the Dollhouse set, "There's a concern about the audience coming into this world. I respect their need to draw in an audience and present this a certain way. That said, I feel it's a very strong episode." So yeah, we're starting over with Firefly, people not getting it. Speaking of not getting it, Google, YouTube... Still not used to that. Google, YouTube had to turn over, you know, all that user information to Viacom because, hey, we're losing money off of you. And Google, YouTube executives like, look, we sell ads against less than 3% of our videos. Okay, so we're not really making a whole crazy lot of money. We could make money if you maybe put some stuff on here, but look, the way it is now, most of our stuff is people jumping on trampolines while on pogo sticks. Okay, so leave us alone. Hey, would you like to break up with somebody and not have to talk to them, but leave them a message still? Huh? How do you do that? Well, that's if you use the straight-to-voicemail service called SlyDial. If you call 267-SlyDial, you'll listen to a short ad, and then you can be connected to the voicemail inbox of any United States mobile phone subscriber without causing their phone to ring. And that's incredibly useful if you want to dump somebody and not have to talk to them. I can't think of any other reason you would need that. None at all. E-Gold, an internet-based payment service, and three owners pleaded guilty to criminal charges related to money laundering, so says the U.S. Department of Justice. E-Gold, based on the Nevis? Yeah, in the West Indies, and corporate affiliate Gold and Silver Reserve, each pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to conspiracy to engage in money laundering and conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money-transmitting business. What they would do is people would send them money, and they would give them internet currency that they could spend anywhere on the internet, which basically made it untraceable cash. So, huh, money laundering. Don't do that. That's not very, very smart. Victor Company of Japan will release the industry's first sound-isolating earphone whose driver unit is located in the sound channel. You know, the part that enters your ear hole, I guess you'd call it. It's going to come out in Japan in August of 2008. I mean, this sucker gets really far in there. They've got, like, little diagrams showing you how much this is further in your ear than other ones. Now, you already listen to your music way too loud as it is. Your mom has told you to turn it down. It's going to mess with your hearing. This can go even more. The frequency range of the HP FX C50 is from 10 to 24,000. No, yeah, 24,000 hertz. Its response output sound pressure is 103 decibels. And its maximum permissible input, 150 milliwatts. Look, this is going to blow your freaking ears out. You don't need it. Just calm down, okay? Calm down. You don't need it that much. And last but not least, a question I already know the answer to. Would you like to see Mer Lafferty dance? I think you would. The Merverse.com is reporting that that she's going to be making a little video for some stuff to promote the book. You know, her book is coming out to August 25th, Playing for Keeps. It's going to be fantastic. If you've heard the podcast, you know that. So now you have a chance to dance along with Mer. Mer's got information there, but basically what you want to do is you send her about 20, 30 seconds of you creating something or dancing to some music, and she's going to need this all by August 15th, and from there, the best ones are going to win like a flip camera. She's got prizes and stuff because Mer is cool like that, and I guess that means at some point in time we will get to see Mer dance, and this time it would be nice to have that happen without me losing as many ones. That's been it for this Geek Radio Daily Wednesday. July 23rd, 2008, Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes, and please review us while you're there. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Always a good place to go. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 United States license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
This little monkey could be the damn dirty ape responsible for the fall of the human race. In this world gone mad, we won't spank the monkey. The monkey will spank us.